Hi everybody, this is Ryan from The Thing You're Currently Watching. Please enjoy this pitch meeting for the movie Cats that I made several years ago, and then stick around after because I'll talk about it and whatnot. While you're doing that, I'm going to draw a cat.
So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we could make the musical Cats into a movie.
That's a recognizable property, so I'm all ears.
Well, I'm mostly not ears, I just have the two.
Right. So tell me about this thing, I don't know anything about the musical.
Well, the movie's gonna start and we're gonna meet this cat named Victoria.
So far, so good. There's already a cat in the movie.
Yeah, and so she gets abandoned in an alley and gets surrounded by a bunch of other cats.
Even better, more cats. Get them in here.
And so they start singing Jellicle songs for Jellicle cats.
Jellicle?
Exactly. The song goes like, because Jellicles can and Jellicles do and Jellicles can.
Right. But what does Jellicle mean, though?
Jellicles, they can and they do, so they do and they can. They're Jellicles.
Is it like short for angelical, like angelic or something?
No, it's just a Jellicle. Jellicle.
You're just gonna keep saying the word Jellicle over and over again with no explanation?
That's right. We're just gonna keep saying the made-up word Jellicle and not provide any context or explanation.
Oh, very confusing.
At one point in the movie, one of the cats is gonna tell another cat, you truly are a Jellicle cat.
Wow, well that sounds like a nice moment, or a completely neutral one, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Wow.
So then we're gonna find out that all these cats are competing for a prize because there's a Jellicle moon.
Oh, so the moon is Jellicle too now?
Of course the moon is Jellicle.
I just wish you could provide literally any explanation.
Well, I'm not gonna. The moon is Jellicle, and you're gonna have to deal with that.
Fair enough. So what's this prize that they're competing for?
Death.
Oh my god.
The sweet release of death, so they can be reincarnated and start a new life.
That's extremely dark. All these cats wanna die?
Oh, they would just love to die. Yeah, for sure.
So what's like the plot of the movie?
Well, we're gonna introduce some cats, right?
Right, okay.
So, you know, that's pretty much it.
Oh, that's it. We're introducing cats.
Exactly. A cat will show up and sing about its one defining trait and then disappear for the rest of the movie.
And that's how the actual Cats musical is?
Pretty much.
You know, it sounds like that's not gonna translate super well to the big screen. Like, maybe it exists in the right medium right now and we don't have to try to squeeze a movie out of it. We could just let the art be.
The musical made $4 billion.
I mean, we have to try to squeeze a movie out of that for sure.
I thought so too.
So what kind of cats are we gonna meet?
Well, there's this one fat cat named Bustopher Jones, right?
Right.
And he's gonna sing a song about how he's fat and his name is Bustopher Jones.
And that's it?
That's it. Plus he's gonna get hit in the groin a couple times.
That is comedic.
It certainly is, sir. I also thought we could get Jason Derulo to play one of the cats.
Okay, but he's gonna want to modify the lyrics a bit.
You think?
Yeah, he's gonna want to say Jason Derulo out loud for sure.
Oh yeah, that guy loves saying his own name. We're gonna have to fight him on that, I think.
What are some of the other cats?
Well, there's this other large cat named Jenny Anydots.
And what's her deal?
She has some mice slaves that she forces to dance and they have the faces of human children.
Oh my god.
She also eats a bunch of cockroaches with human faces that all scream for their lives as they're being devoured.
That sounds horrifying.
Yeah, it'll be slightly horrifying for sure, yeah.
And what about the actual cats? Are we gonna make them horrifying too?
Oh, absolutely. They're gonna look like if Snapchat filters came to life and had an extreme thirst for blood.
Oh, cats with haunting faces are tight.
They sure are, sir. And let me tell you, all these cats are gonna move their shoulders like this the whole time.
Wow, okay, what's that about?
Oh, these are seductive shoulder movements.
Oh, you're saying that's like an attractive thing that you're doing right now.
Yeah, there's definitely an unspoken seduction thing going on with, you know, every cat.
Yikes.
They're gonna rub themselves on each other, their tails are gonna twitch, they're gonna come close to kissing a couple times.
I feel just so very uncomfortable.
Anyway, we're also gonna meet an old lady cat, and her name is Old Deuteronomy.
I've never owned a cat, but I assume that's a pretty standard name for one.
So Deuteronomy runs this thing called the Jellicle Ball, and she chooses which cat's gonna be reborn.
Sure, I mean, most of the things in that sentence were real words, so no complaints here.
But there's also a mean cat you should know about.
Uh-oh, a mean cat, huh? What's his normal name?
Well, his name's McCat. And he wants to be chosen as the cat that's reborn.
Why?
Because.
That works, so what does he do?
Well, he uses his magic to cheat.
Oh, this cat is magic.
Yeah, this cat is magic, so he teleports some cats onto like a boat barge thing so they can't compete anymore.
A very bad cat.
A very bad cat. So at the end of the Jellicle Ball, he's like the only candidate left, so he's like, Deuteronomy, choose me for death.
Which is a normal thing to want.
Now you're getting it.
I'm not, no.
So Deuteronomy is like, I will never choose you as the Jellicle Jelly Jellicle Jellicle Cat. Get out of here, you stupid.
Wow, sure, okay.
So then McCavity teleports her to the barge too.
You'd think since this cat is magic and powerful, he would like his life and not want to be reborn.
Well, he doesn't like it for some reason.
Well, okay then. So is it going to be hard to get the cats back from the barge?
Actually, it's going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because see, there's another magic cat and his name is Mr. Mistopheles. He's a good guy.
Oh, the cat's a magician.
He's a magician, so he uses actual magic to solve the one problem that's arisen this whole movie.
Wow, well, thank God certain cats are magic. magic.
Yeah, it's extremely helpful for the story, for sure.
So who does the old cat choose to be welcomed by the sweet embrace of death?
Oh, well, there's this other cat named Grizabella.
Okay.
And the whole movie, she just wants to be part of the gang, but everybody's really mean to her.
Like all the good guy cats.
Everybody except Victoria. So then Grizabella sings everybody a song about memories, and she's so emotional that like half a gallon of snot pours from her nose to her mouth.
Oh, it sounds distracting.
Oh, it will be.
Wow.
And so all the other cats are like, well, wow, that was a great song, and they finally accept her.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So then it's time for her to die.
Oh, right, oh my god.
Yeah, she's been jellically chosen at the Jellicle Ball under the Jellicle Moon.
So she's finally accepted by the other cats and gets the life she wanted, and the reward for that is dying and getting a new life?
That's right. So they shove her in a chandelier that's also a hot air balloon, and she flies up into the sun to her impending doom.
Wow, okay, I don't understand any of this.
And then old Deuteronomy stares into the camera and speaks to the audience for 3 minutes straight.
Why does she do that?
Well, she's like, now you understand cats.
I truly don't. I've never been more confused in my life.
She also says cats are not dogs.
I mean, are they though? I don't know anything anymore.
Oh, that is such a Jellicle thing to say.
Is it? I feel completely insane. I've lost my sanity. It's gone.
Jellicle, Jellicle, Jellicle.
What is that word? What is it?
So what do you think of the movie, sir?
Well, to be completely honest, it all sounds extremely Jellicle.
Oh, I agree.
Wait, did I just say Jellicle? Why'd I say Jellicle?
The Jellicle hypnosis has taken effect.
Oh man, why do I feel so Jellicle right now?
I need like $100 million Jellicle dollars to make this Jellicle movie, okay?
Sounds Jellicle to me. Do you think we'll make that Jellicle money back?
The little censored butthole is a reference to that whole butthole cut rumor that there was about cats, that there was a whole edit of the movie where you actually saw their buttholes. Now that I've been doing this for a couple of years, I know that that's just every movie has a butthole cut. It's a lighting thing. When they're setting up lights, the human sphincter is what, you know, is the most complicated to light. So if you've got that lit, you know your movie's gonna look good. And that is why studios can't afford to fairly pay their writers and actors, because they're spending so much money digitally removing buttholes. Anyway, that's just a couple of industry secrets. Now let's talk about this pitch meeting, Cats. I've mentioned before that this is probably my favorite pitch meeting because I left that movie so confused. It's funny, even though nobody went to see this movie, it lost a bunch of money. This is one of the most viewed pitch meetings. It's such a weird movie. It's not even like a so good it's bad movie. It's just confusing and bad. That whole Judi Dench thing where she stares into the camera for like 3 minutes and talks about how you now understand cats, that happens, and it happens like 90 minutes after you've checked out mentally, because you have no idea what the word Jellicle means, or why all these cats so desperately want to die. I don't know, maybe it makes more sense on stage, or maybe on stage it's okay that it doesn't. I think I actually added more context in the pitch meeting than they did in the movie. There is something pretty fun about the Cats movie that I haven't really had a chance to talk about, because I didn't do these revisited things, but this is just something very specific that happened when my wife and I went to see the movie back in 2019 or whatever. Okay, so for context, there is a movie theater chain in Quebec that I'm not gonna name because I'm gonna dump on them a little bit, but I don't know, they've got probably 10 to 12 locations if I had to guess, and I've never seen anyone working there above the age of 15. These are just massive buildings being run by teenagers who don't really want to be there, so sometimes stuff doesn't work. An example of this, when I went to see Detective Pikachu there, they started playing a horror movie in that room instead and traumatized a bunch of kids. I was live tweeting it as it happened and it went kind of viral and it made kind of international news. Another thing you need to know about this movie theater chain is that sometimes they show like poorly dubbed foreign animated movies for kids. If you're ever wondering where they showed that Pauly Shore Pinocchio movie, they definitely played that here.
Father, when can I leave to be on my own?
So anyway, we're at the movie theater and I look at the screening times for Cats, and there's kind of a lot of screenings of Cats. It's kind of like when an Avengers movie comes out and it just takes up all the screens. It was like that, but for the musical movie Cats. So that was kind of confusing. I didn't know if they were expecting like a massive crowd for Cats. Then I look around at where they have all the posters listed and I see this poster right here for a movie called Cats. And a quick Google search reveals that this was originally a movie in Mandarin that's been poorly dubbed into English with Dermot Mulroney doing the voice for some reason. And I think to myself, the children of Montreal just can't catch a break, but this is gonna be pretty entertaining. Having lived through the Detective Pikachu horror show, I knew that they were not gonna manage this well. And sure enough, we got into the screening for the feline sexual movie Cats, and there were just so many young kids in there. Which means that the 15-year-old at the box office asked no follow-up questions when these people with their young children asked to see Cats. They just gave them tickets to this one. Or maybe they asked a follow-up question and they were like, which Cats? And the parents were like, the one with the animated cats. And they were like, yep, that, we got that. So the movie starts playing and there's just an energy shift in the room. All these kids are very confused by like this vibrating Jason Derulo, Ian McKellen licking himself, everyone's twitching. And that was followed by a mass exodus. About 90% of the people in that room left. It was a slow trickle and then everyone was kind of like, no. And then I don't know what happened to these poor people. I hope they made it to Dermot Mulroney's Cats. But whatever happened, I know that on the drive home, they probably had to answer a couple of questions about feline horniness. And so, in conclusion for me, that was probably the most entertaining part of the movie Cats. Question time. Do you feel that because of pitch meetings, it has stopped you from enjoying a movie without having to break it down? Love these videos. Please don't stop! In general, yeah, a little bit, because the movies that I'm watching them because I have to do pitch meetings for them. But I am able, if I'm watching a movie that I know I'm not pitching, I am able to just... You know, I've been a huge fan of pitch meetings for a while and I've been loving these revisited ones. I have a question. Do you make these videos one at a time from beginning to end, or do you have several that you're working on at different stages of development simultaneously? One at a time, baby. I don't think I have the mental capacity to multitask in that way. I make a video and I stick to it till it's done and then I never think about it again until I make a revisited episode several years later. Have you ever thought about having Brandon and or Sam cameo on an episode of Pitch Meeting? I love your MMS stuff and I feel like if you pick the right movie, it could be hilarious. So that's a question in reference to, I have a comedy thing with my two friends, Sam and Brandon, called Moving Mind Studio. Because Pitch Meeting is me talking to me, I don't have the idea at top of mind that I can integrate them well with, but I love those guys. And you may have seen them when I did those pro tips videos on Screen Rant. I got them each to do an episode. So I'll give this one a maybe if there's the right idea to do it. Hi, Ryan. I have a question. Can you please not answer this question? Thanks. No, I can't do that.
Okay, bye. See you next time.